One of the things I do love about summer is watching tennis on the television. If you're a tennis fan and you've played either at club level or comp level or just had a social game, there's a pretty good chance that some time or another in your tennis career you have been out to District Park due to the fact they've got gazillion courts out there. I play there a couple of times a week, but a concern that work needs to be done, and tennis officials want the New South Wales government to back a $9 million overhaul of District Park. Ian Tennant, Newcastle District Tennis Association board member. Ian, good morning. Obviously, a quick walk around shows that it has been a while since a lot of work has been done at District Park and some work urgently required. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Todd. Yeah, you're spot on there. We've worked in with Tennis Australia and a company called Sports Dev, who do a lot of concept plans and costings for Tennis Australia. We've looked at a number of plans, and the one that we've come up with works for a number of reasons. Firstly, it fits in with what venues New South Wales want to do in that Broadmeadow sporting precinct. More importantly, it brings the District Park site there up to speed with what the requirements are for Tennis Australia and Tennis New South Wales in regard to the types of courts and the facilities in play to attract better quality tournaments.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? It's a two-stage event because it's great to have local competitions, it's great to have social competitions, or hackers like me going out on a scorching hot Tuesday afternoon and nearly having a heart attack. But there's also that want to get more events to the Hunter area.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm probably a hacker as well, but yes, it enables us to with the current group of people that play there. And there's something like 2,500 people come through there each week. It allows them to be to play on the surfaces that when they do go into tournaments, they've had experience not just on synthetic courts, but also on the flexi cushion, the hard courts. And the plan basically changes what we have there. We currently have 23 synthetic courts and one old concrete court. It basically allows us to have 10 of the plexi cushion courts, which are what you see at the Apia International in Sydney.
Is that what they used to call rebound ace?
Yeah, more or less. Yep. Yeah, it's the new version that they play the Australian Open on, the blue courts. So we'd have 10 of those, and we'd have 14 synthetics. It also enables us to bring in disabled tennis as well. They would then be able to play on the synthetic courts, on the hard courts as well.
One of the things that I always think when I go out to District Park, and as I said, I'm out there on a weekly basis, I look around, and this is probably not what you want to hear, but I look and think, my goodness, there is so much land here. I could imagine there'd be developers hovering in case anything happened. But is it a case of just taking the land and using it more efficiently? For example, you've got three or four courts out the front that are no longer in use. The club, obviously, sadly, isn't in a running situation. The clubhouse and the bar and the restaurant, that's not up and running. Would it be a situation of basically knocking everything down, starting again and using it more efficiently, or a situation of taking the existing courts and basically refurbishing new lights, etc., etc.?
With the Venues New South Wales plan, we would basically forego that section at the front there that is on Lambton Road. So we would begin from where the old clubhouse is. We would then go back along where the current courts are and have all new courts put down, and also a new clubhouse with an entry off Curly Road, mm-hmm, over near where the basketball stadium is.
Okay, so it's a very, very big plan, $9 million. Is that an accurate amount, or would it potentially be more, or is that just a figure that's been cherry-picked?
Well, it's a figure that's, I guess, costed out on current costings. It's actually 9.3. That may change a little bit. But on current costings, that's where it falls from Sports Dev.
Excellent. Okay, so what about a timeline? Obviously, we need to get approval on this, but with anything, once a sporting facility is gone, it's lost forever. So it's very important to make a decision and to get some bigger tournaments to Newcastle and the Hunter is what we want. So any kind of timeline at this stage, Ian?
There's no timeline at the moment. I mean, we would love it to be happening tomorrow, but unfortunately, these things are a bit of a slow process. We've had a meeting with Scott McDonald, and that was a favourable meeting, and Scott could see what we wanted to do. It was interesting, Todd, there's some statistics came out in one of the Sunday papers last weekend, where in the This was put together from Australian Sports Commission, survey done by Roy Morgan, where it showed that tennis in the 3 to 13-year-olds for the 12 months finished June, we had 534,000 players in that age group, and that surpassed rugby league, AFL, hockey, rugby union, softball, volleyball. The numbers were very, very encouraging. So obviously we'd like to see the development go ahead as soon as possible.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And one of the things I mentioned earlier is if we've got women and men who are competing at the highest level, that has a flow-down effect because the youngsters want to emulate and the skill level and the sport that their heroes are doing. So those numbers are huge. I didn't think they'd be that large.
Yeah, I must admit I was a little bit surprised when I read that Sunday. It was in the Telegraph. We have children as young as three years of age playing in the childhood gross motor programs, and then they go through to the veterans, in the over 80s category. So all age groups are playing there.
Yeah, and they can all play better than me. One thing before I let you go. New courts, is it going to improve my game or not?
Well, time will tell.
Seriously, have you got splinters in your bum right about now? Because you're sitting fair and square on the fence, Ian. Oh dear! Look, as I said, it's one of those things where to get more competitions to Newcastle, and I would imagine sooner rather than later, because it's starting to deteriorate at the moment. So we'll keep an eye on it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it, Todd, and to yourself and all your listeners, have a great Christmas.
Thanks, Ian. You as well. So there you go. It's not going to improve my game. I can believe. I can. Maybe I need a new racket.